I think part of what's so attractive about him is the complexity of his work and also the breadth of it. I mean, and he has lived an amazing life and he's gone through so many changes. He's spent time exploring religion and then he's turned away from that and then he's gone back to it. He's produced albums over decades, which are very different all the way through. But I think although the albums are varied, there's a voice and a tone that perhaps is consistent throughout all his work, and it's quite thoughtful and wistful and longing and playful, and I think they're the sorts of things that attract people to his albums.
And some people would say gloomy.
Well, some would say that, yes.
Maybe I, being the someone.
But I tend to find with the Leonard Cohen records that I own that it can change your mood as well as being the right album for the mood. And I think some great artists can do that. You can put on their albums and they can make you feel what they were feeling when they recorded them. And therefore, I think it's not always, yes, if you're depressed and you're sitting at home and by yourself in the dark listening to Leonard Cohen, that's pleasurable. But you can also, I think, listen to Leonard in happy moments as well.
So was it quite flippant of me to throw out the challenge to write the first line of a song?
I think it's a fantastic competition. And I think the dozens of entries that have poured in have shown that people have really been taken by this idea, and they've clearly spent a lot of time listening to Leonard Cohen's work and trying to think like him and create something that he might be interested in.
Were there a few standouts for you?
Well, there were dozens of entries, and a lot of people have sent us first lines. Mm. Some have sent us complete poems or songs. Eugene Dimitriadis from Nearham sent us a lovely poem with lines such as "Ceremonies of tears among soft pillows and grief, sighs of love on sheets between the walls of shame." And I think he's there trying to get into perhaps the register and the voice of Leonard Cohen. There were some other great entries. Paul Millard from Nungurna wrote as a first line, "Where are you, the giver of life, who walks in the shadows at the edge of the night?" Jeff Hill from Gormandale, "Hope has been the handmaid of my heart for far too long." And I think they're kind of getting that tone there and perhaps trying to think of something that Leonard Cohen would be writing now.
Yeah.
And that was the kind of criteria I think that we looked at when we were judging the winner. Who's writing something that is appropriate for Leonard Cohen now after his long life and all his experiences? Who's creating a first line that would appeal to him?
Yeah. We could probably piece all these together and make a fairly good song.
I imagine so, yes. Or someone with more, yes, if we combined all these talents together, it would be a cracker.
Could this be the beginning of a musical career for you and I, Gus? Are we wasting our time here? Could we make a buck out of putting all these lines together?
I think we have a future as talent scouts. If we put the word out, the good people of Gippsland will provide.
We could. Now, there was a funny one in there. I can't remember. Somebody said something about I need a ticket.
Oh, yes. Some people have tailored their Leonard Cohen as though Leonard Cohen had met our own Celine. "I woke up when Celine did say my ticket will arrive one day." Which a beautiful rhyme, and yeah, beautiful obviously rhyme. Trying
not,
to angle
not
it at
quite
the morning show.
Within the theme, and not quite expressing what Leonard Cohen.
And I'm not sure that Leonard Cohen knows you, Celine. He may be aware of your work.
No, I highly doubt it. Doubt it. Martin Madden from Fish Creek is joining us, and Martin, you also entered. Are you a Cohen fan?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, yeah. What can you tell me about your love for Leonard Cohen? What's the appeal for you?
Gus pretty well wrapped it up, I think. The breadth of his work and the pleasure you can get from it in many different circumstances. It's brilliant poetry.
Yeah. You followed him for a while?
Yes, yeah, about 30 years.
Oh, goodness me, long time fan. Now, you wrote, you put on your thinking caps and you wrote this. "I offer you this old..." No, I want Gus to read it because he's got the nice deep voice. Wait a minute.
Yeah, Martin, I thought your entry was excellent. Martin Madden from Fish Creek has sent us, "I offer you this old weathered skin and all the love that dwells therein." And I thought that was exactly something that I could imagine Leonard Cohen singing, beginning with "I," because so many of his songs are so personal and drawn from his own experience. And that image of the old weathered skin, which I think leaps straight out at people, and it could be an animal skin or a human skin. I think there was some complexity there and that love inside, which I thought was surprising, but something that I could imagine Leonard Cohen singing.
Yeah. Well, where was your inspiration for that, Martin?
Exactly as Gus just said, it was something that I could easily imagine Leonard putting together, and it personifies him, I think.
just came
it,
to...
In a way, it didn't just come to me. It came to me about 40 times in different forms.
Oh. And were you, Martin, were you listening to the albums while you were trying to write these lines?
No, I was actually driving a truck.
Oh. Great thinking time, yeah.
Yes.
It is. I often wonder how good ideas come to people. Some say it's on the loo or it's in the shower.
In the shower or driving a truck.
Not very quickly, I can assure you.
Yeah. Well, Martin, how will that truck go, taking you to Hanging Rock?
Oh, no trouble at all.
Congratulations. You are our winner of the Leonard Cohen competition. You've won the double pass to that beautiful concert that's being planned at Hanging Rock. What does it mean to you?
I'm gobsmacked. That's incredible. Thank you so much. I'm stunned.
You've got someone to take with you that will share your love of the music?
Yes.
Yeah, well, there's a double pass that will be coming your way. And you and a few other ABC listeners from around the state, we had a few tickets to give away around Victoria, only two for each region, and you'll be some of the lucky winners. Also enjoying some Australian talent as well. Claire Bowditch is going to be there. Dan Sultan. Is it Paul Kelly as well?
Yeah, Paul Kelly as well. Fantastic lineup.
It'll be a fantastic lineup there.
Yeah.
And at Hanging Rock, I mean,
that's a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Absolutely. Ever seen Leonard Cohen in concert before?
No.
And for someone who's been a fan for three or more decades, oh, wow, that's going to be a big night for you.
Absolutely incredible.
Well, Martin, you stay on the line. We are really, really pleased. So am I. Thank you so much for your entry. It was well thought out.
Oh, thank you.
And you had some stiff competition because some wonderful entries that have been put forward for this competition. So you're in good company.
Incredible. I'm still stunned. I can't believe it.
Oh, it's lovely. Good to make your day. Martin,
thank you.
You have to promise that you'll talk to us after the concert in the week after it, and then we'll talk all about your experience. Promise?
I'll write some stuff down while it's still fresh in my mind.
Oh, good-o. Stay with us. We'll get all your details, Martin, and those tickets will be on your way.
Fine. Thank you. Thank you again.
You're more than welcome. Martin Madden there, very happy Leonard Cohen fan from Fish Creek. Commiserations to everybody who went. Gus, it was just terrific, the quality of interest.
Oh, and it was an absolute pleasure to read them as well. So much thought had gone into them and so much passion. It was fantastic.
Good-o. Thank you very much for helping me with judging that.
It was a pleasure.